Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 95, The Flights of Wonder 2. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to memory 95 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. With all these storms raging through the US, we could probably use a little laugh and escape from reality. Oftentimes I bring you binaural audio that virtually takes you to the park through your mind's eye, but on occasion I get to actually share a video memory with you that puts you back in the park. Today is one of those occasions where I will be doing just that. So as I promised in Memory 94, Flights of Wonder, I have a video memory of this attraction that I was looking forward to sharing. And today we're going to do it. It's December of 2000. Our presidential election has wrapped and Christmas has just passed. Actually, this day is my birthday, so my family let me choose what I wanted to do. And of course, I chose a day at Walt Disney World. So we've started our day out in Disney's Animal Kingdom, we've done Kilimanjaro Safaris and Dinosaur, and have taken our seats for the upcoming show. My sister pulled out the video camera, and I'm so glad that she did, because otherwise I wouldn't have this memory that I could share with you. We'll join the memory just as the show is beginning. We have a small technical difficulty with the video image at the beginning, but we have stereo sound, and I'll have that fixed before the host comes out. So like I said, today's memory is in stereo, so headphones are not a must for this memory, but they are suggested. And before I go, I wanted to remind everyone that if you want to find out more about this podcast, check out the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. Now sit back, relax, keep your eyes open, and come with me as we are amazed by the colors and beauty of some rare and exotic birds.
It has filled the sky above with grace, color, and life since time immemorial. Until now, you may have ignored this vanishing world, but the free people of Anandapur now use the caravan stage to promote their conservation efforts. You can see going on all around the village. This is no fairy tale, but a true story in which you play a very important part. So enjoy these beautiful creatures as they soar into your hearts on their flights of wonder.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome.
Take care of the birds you'll see in our show today. But you know what? We're also brought here to do some research into their very interesting and sometimes pretty unusual natural behaviors. And the best part of my job is sharing what we've learned with all of you each and every day. Well, take, for example, our next little guy. There he is. There's Miles sitting in the sunshine. Hi, Miles. Miles is called a trumpeter hornbill. These birds are found in Africa where they like to eat a whole lot of insects, especially ones that fly high in the air. Picture this. Here's Miles sitting in a tree. Here comes a bug. Yeah, good job. Pretty cool. Nice. It looks like fun. Somebody down here want to try? Somebody want to try? Oh, this little guy over here. Come on over here, buddy. Come on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to toss this grape straight up there. You fly to catch it. You ready? You're so sweet. I'm only teasing. Here you go. Nice big grape. When I say go, toss it right over your head. High as you can. Ready? Here we go. Yeah. Good job. Thank you, buddy. And you know what, Miles? You're pretty awesome, too. See? Those flying grapes, you don't stand a chance with those guys around. We'll see you later, buddy. And that's Miles, our trumpeter hornbill. Very cool. Glad you like Miles, because we have some more incredible birds for you. Some really interesting birds, and I have to admit, some pretty strange ones, too.
All right, is everybody? Come on now. I told you to follow me. You follow the flag, come on, remember that?
Excuse me, what? Can I help you?
Hey, don't worry about it, bird lady. Just get my tour group together, and we're headed on out of here. Here we go.
Wait a second. We're starting a bird show.
Oh, sorry.
Who are you?
Me? Yes, oh, don't worry, it's all right. Yeah. I'm with Cali Rabbit Expeditions. My name is Joe. That's Guano Joe.
Oh my god, I didn't recognize you. You are that world famous traveler and explorer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Guano Joe. Make him feel welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. And hey, you know something, bird lady? I came here long ago to Anandapur just seeking harmony. Never left.
Really? So did you find harmony here?
Yes, I did find harmony. Her parents just didn't like me very much. It's a sad story. Do you have to talk about it anymore? It makes me upset.
Okay, I don't want to do that. But you know what? I would love it if you'd stay with everyone and watch the show. Would you?
You know, I'd like to and everything like that, but actually I'm a little afraid around the birds.
Stop it. I can't believe you're afraid of birds.
I know it's hard to believe, but I just want to get my tour group back together, get a matching tie-dye shirt, go back to the rickshaw.
I want you to stay. Come on. It would mean so much.
Makes me nervous, though. Come on.
Do you want him to stay?
Yeah! Great. Peer pressure. All right. I'll stick around here. But if I do, I want to see you. Oh, I want to see a birdie on a bicycle. Everyone has a bird on a bike. I want to see a bird on a bike. Bring them on out.
No, we don't do that here. See, we focus on natural behaviors, and birds don't ride bicycles in the wild, Joe.
They don't?
No, they don't.
No. I hope you have something else then.
Yeah, I do.
What?
Actually, I have a smart little parrot with personality.
You have a parrot with personality?
Yes, I do.
You can bring him out here.
Right there.
I'm going out there.
Well, don't go too far, Joe, because I think you are going to love this little bird. His name is Kiwi, and Kiwi is an African gray parrot. I bet a lot of you have heard parrots talk before. I'll tell you something, it's kind of a natural behavior in a way. Because see, in the wild, parrots, they can mimic sounds of other animals, the calls of other birds, believe it or not. And you know what, when they live with us, thank you, Missy, they can also mimic us. It is kind of a natural behavior. Well, I told you his little name is Kiwi. Ooh, yeah, but he's proud of his own name. You want to tell everyone? Would you like to tell everyone your full name? Pretty cute, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
But you know what? Before I go on, I need the help of a young volunteer out there, someone between, I don't know, 8 and 12 years old, who's really good at math and wants to come up here on stage.
Oh, I think I got someone in mind.
You got someone? Okay, well, while our volunteer's coming up here, I think you can start off. Can you say hi?
Oh,
hello. And when you see a female African gray parrot, sometimes you use your deeper voice. Ooh, yeah, I like that. And if that doesn't work, you'll serenade her with a song. Can you sing? Oh, music to my ears. Very nice. So, Joe, who do we have here?
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from Long Island, New York, it's Billy. Let's give him a hand. Come on over here, Billy. I got a special
coffee right there in that pile of bird droppings. Perfect. All right, Billy, now take this microphone, hold it close to your mouth, and say hello.
Hello.
He's good. I can pick him, can I?
Hello there, Billy. Well, so you like math, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have a math competition between you and Kiwi.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to give you some real simple math problems, and all you have to do is answer into your microphone before he answers into his. Ready?
We can do this.
Okay, here's the first one. What is 1 plus 3?
4. Oh, he has to get warmed up. Come on now.
Okay, we got another one. We got another one. What is 7 minus 3?
4. Oh, closer.
Okay, we've got more. We're going to make it tough for on Kiwi here. What is 12 divided by 3?
4.
Ooh, a tie! Boy, I told you it was good.
Okay, ready for the tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker, okay.
Okay, back to addition. Get this one right, win the grand prize. Ready?
Grand prize.
Okay, here we go. What is 2 plus
2? 4.
Yeah!
Amazing,
you got
it.
And Billy, you win the grand prize. Yes, you do. You win the sunflower seed!
Wow!
Oh, that's pretty special around here. Just keeping things low, don't you, buddy? Yeah, you do. But I'll tell you what. I'm playing a joke.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he doesn't know math.
No.
This little bird does not. Watch this. Okay, Kiwi, what's 100 plus 3?
4.
That's not right.
Good job. See, Billy, what he knows are cues. Whenever I'd like him to say the number 4, all I say is 3.
4.
Aha! That's pretty cool, huh? And you know, matter of fact, I can say anything that sounds like that number 3, and I bet you he'll say 4, huh, Kiwi? Okay, here we go. What would you say if you hit your golf ball over a tree?
4.
Of course, if you think about it, how great big ever, Billy. He was awesome. Great job.
Boy, that Billy's real smart, and that Kiwi's smart, too. Boy, he would have come in handy a couple of weeks ago counting ballots and stuff, don't you think? Oh, I need to get a little birdie just like that. Why?
Oh, hey, Jojo, before you rush out and get yourself a parrot, let me tell you, they can make real challenging pets. Because I'll tell you, they can bite real hard. They don't always do what you want them to do. And I'll tell you something else. They can scream real, real loud. Sometimes early in the morning, it's 2 or even 3.
4. Oh, it worked.
Good job. Here you go, Joe.
Who needs today? Hey, do you have any other smart birds around here?
Yeah, actually I do. And you know it's not a parrot?
Oh, come on.
It's a crow.
Really?
Yeah. I like to bring him out.
Right up there.
Right here.
Then I'll be over here.
Okay. Well, get ready because here comes Harley. Harley is a pied crow. These birds come from Africa, just like Kiwi, and they are very, very smart. Are you coming out, Harley? There he is. Very nice. Good morning to you, buddy. Now, in order to show you how smart Harley is, I need the help of an adult this time, an adult with a dollar bill. Oh, look at you. You're all ready. Let's have you stand up with your money. Stand up. You have to stand up and hold your arm nice and straight out to the side. He sees that money. He surely does. Quick as a flash. Bring it up here. Oh, my gosh. It's a 5. And where's it go? Yeah. We're in the pocket. Wow. Sir, that was awesome. You were so on it. Thank you so much. And thank you. You did a great job too, buddy. Okay. Maybe we can try it over there for a 20. Someone got a 20 out yet? All right. They're barely laughing. We're giving you money back. Stand up. Here you go, hand out, palm flat, up in the air. Make sure it's a 5 still. Let's see, did I mix it up with my dollars? No. Okay, when he comes back, place your fingers over it like he in his hand. Take your money, sir. And every big hand for another fantastic volunteer. We're happy.
Yeah. He's great. He's flying ATMs up there.
Oh, Joe, no. Birds are smart as parrots and crows.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, they really don't have to be. I was going to take a trip down the other end of the intelligence scale.
Oh, my Uncle Morty must be here. Morty, where are you? Raise your hand. He's around here somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to stick with birds.
Birds,
yeah. Okay. How many of you heard the saying, the wise old what? Oh, that's right. Well, I'm here to tell you that they aren't as smart, the smartest bird in the bird world, but they don't have to be, because they do the job they do very well with the tools that they are given. And besides what, intelligence isn't everything, right, Joe?
4.
Okay, Joe. But we'd like to bring out a beautiful owl and a moa, but before I do that, I do need your help again.
Me?
Yes, I need someone out there with a camera or a video camera that wants to come up here and get a real close-up of our beautiful bird.
What do you say?
Okay, well, we're looking for cameras or video cameras. Anybody wants to help? And it's cool. It is an awesome opportunity for you to get a real close photo of a bird. And while we're getting our volunteer up here, why don't I introduce you to Darwin? Darwin is a Eurasian eagle owl, the largest species of owl in the whole world. There he is. As he's peeking out of there, some of you folks can see those big, bright orange eyes. You know, owls can probably see better at night than any creature. They can also hear very well, and they have the ability to fly almost completely silently. And you folks are going to find that out firsthand. Here he comes. Ooh, very nice. So who do we have here, Joe?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my new friend from North Carolina. This is James. Let's give him a hand.
Hey, James. Okay, James, come on over here. Here you go. So you sit right there on that crate. What I need you to do is focus on my hand right over here. Okay, focus on my hand. Because I'm going to call this bird up here. He's going to fly down here right by my hand, right over your camera, over your head, and land on the tree stump behind you. So what you need to do is get a good picture of this bird flying right at your face. Okay, you ready? Okay, James, he's ready. Here we go.
Whoa!
Did you get it? He got it! Come on over here. Oh, look, that's such a beautiful picture of him. Take another one. Watch this. Let him turn around. Look at that. Wow, that is incredible. You did a great job. Wow, that was an awesome picture of the sunshine. Wow, you are certainly beautiful. And you know, these birds aren't only very beautiful, but they're pretty beneficial, Joe. You see, out in the wild, these birds eat a lot of rodents. Matter of fact, an owl that size can catch up to 2,000 mice in just 1 year.
Wow, that's a lot of mice, huh? But I guess ever since he's been around it, you haven't had a problem with those mice, have you?
No
mice or rats or anything like that?
That's right, gophers, ground squirrels, gone.
Bulls, shrews.
All that?
Gone. Wow, a rodential-free zone. How about that? Oh, that is great. You know, now that I saw James come up here, I'm actually feeling a little bit braver. And I can probably handle, like, a little birdie coming out and landing on my finger, just flying up. And
a little birdie flying.
Yeah, a birdie.
I don't think so.
No, I can handle it.
You can handle it.
I don't
think so. I think you're still a little nervous.
No!
Oh, look. Look at the beautiful ducks.
Ducks. Let the ducks out. Quack. Quack, quack.
Oh, you're still a little nervous.
Oh, I'm a little edgy in the bush, but I'm doing right. Nothing to worry about. Not me, no.
Chicken.
No, I'm not chicken. There's
nothing
you want to
do. I'm not telling you, chicken.
Chicken.
Hold out your hand. Help me out here.
Why?
Bird, you can help me feed them.
The stickles.
Look at it. These are Burmese red jungle fowl. You know, all the chickens we know, love, and some of us eat today descended from those beautiful breeds of chickens right there.
Yes, I guess that kind of makes it the original recipe now, doesn't it? Hello, you two.
Look at you, Joe. You're a real chick magnet.
Yeah, thank you for saying so.
You did a great job. Okay, guys. Here you go. Right through that window there. Woo!
There they are.
Turn at the light.
Yep, poultry in motion.
Wow.
Hey, you think I'm ready for another bird? You think so?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, gosh.
And this bird has such a cool natural behavior. You're not going to believe it. And his name is Sluggo. And Sluggo comes from the...
What's that?
It's a rubber alligator, see?
It's a rubber alligator, that's all that was.
Yeah, and you know what? In honor of you, I want to call him Little Joe.
Little Joe?
Yeah.
Just like me.
Yeah, just like you. Now I want you to picture this. Little Joe is sitting on the rock, basking in the sunshine, minding his own business, when along comes Sluggo, our black-legged Sariyama. Oh, yeah, there he is.
He's cute.
Isn't he, darling? Now, he's going to spot Little Joe up on that rock. There he is, Sluggo. And he's probably going to go up to say hi. There he is. And then when he picks him up, where are you going? Sluggo, what are you? Wait.
Oh! Is that how he says hi?
Oh! Yeah, to his next meal, Joe.
Oh, no.
See, this is the cool natural behavior this bird does. What it does is it finds a rodent or reptile, picks it up, and slams it on a hard surface. Ouch. Yeah, just like that. You can imagine it kills it, but it also breaks up the bones, makes it nice and squishy so he can swallow it whole in one big gulp. What do you say, Sluggo? I know, it sounds yummy. Here you go. One more time. Up on the rock.
Oh.
Yeah, there's your treat right over there. And I'm going to rescue Little Joe. You did a fantastic job, my friend. We'll see you later. And that's Sluggo, or Sariyama.
I'd get Sluggo to work over a couple of pork chops for me tonight. Tenderize. Hey, how would you folks like to get another close look at a bird, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what can you do for me, bird lady?
You know, I have a great idea. I thought we'd bring out a hawk.
Oh, a hawk. Yeah, do it.
Okay, well, get yourselves ready, because we're going to let a hawk fly right over your heads. He'll be coming out of that window and flying nice and low all the way out to Cassie. There he is. Woo, there he goes. Now, everyone, this is Orion. Orion is a Harris hawk. They're found in the southwestern parts of the United States. Pretty important in our environment because they eat a lot of rodents too, just like the owl. Here he comes.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. That was a sidestep. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they're very agile flyers. And, you know, what's really important about this bird, really unusual, is that a hawk like Orion, a Harris hawk, is the only hawk in North America that hunts in family groups. Here he comes.
Wow.
Yeah. See, about 4 or 5 of these birds can be seen going down to take something as large as a jackrabbit. And you can imagine for a bird the size of Orion there, a jackrabbit would be much too big for him to catch on his own. Okay, come on over here. Woo! Nice job. Now, Orion is about 5 years old, and that's doing pretty good for a bird of prey on the wild, Joe. Because about 75% don't make it through their first year. Why is that? A lot of it has to do with natural causes, but you know what? A lot of it still has to do with gunshot wounds. Yeah, people still shoot these birds. They don't realize how important they are.
That's terrible.
Okay, right over your heads here.
Coming through.
Whoa! Wow, he's fancy flying today.
Yeah.
Orion, you are awesome. What do you say? One more time. Right over this woman right here. She's ready for you. Yeah, she is. Come on, Orion. Here we go.
Wow. Almost got a free haircut over there.
You did a great job, Orion. And that's Orion, our Harris hog.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was.
Hey, you know something, bird lady?
What?
Now that I'm getting to see these birds up close, I'm realizing how really beautiful they are.
Oh, you haven't seen nothing yet. We've got probably one of the most beautiful birds on all of the African savannah next.
Really?
Yep, it's called the East African Crown Crane. And there he is with Missy. And he gorgeous. Let me get some pellets out for him. And he has a 6.5-foot wingspan he's going to show off for you. Right over your heads there. Get your cameras ready. Here he comes.
Oh, my.
Woo, very nice. Now, everyone, this is Fraser. Fraser Crane. And birds like Fraser are very important in Africa because, see, they eat insects. And, you know, insects can destroy crops. Also can spread disease. So you are pretty important, aren't you, buddy? I've got a great idea. Hey, Joe, you want to get to know him better?
What do you want me to do?
No, hold on, your hands. Come on. Look at you. How can you feed him?
Look at that. You're feeding him. These guys do
I well, unfortunately, Joe, they're struggling because of things like habitat loss, pollution, and believe it or not, poisoning.
I can't imagine what without beautiful creatures like this guy needed.
You're right. I couldn't either. You know what? And it's up to all of us to protect them.
And protect them we will, right, folks?
Yeah.
That's good news for you, Fraser. You know what? I'm glad I stuck around here. I got to meet some of your offended friends, and, well, to tell you the truth, I think they like me.
I think you're right, Joe. And look, you fed the chickens, you fed the cranes.
Yeah.
I am really impressed.
They must be animal magnetism. They just seem to come out of nowhere.
Oh, wait, hold on, you can't. I can't believe this. Here, let me give him some goodies. This is Foster. Foster's a little galah from Australia, Joe. He came right to you.
He did.
Wow. Hey, Joe, you have made a connection.
I think you're right.
You have.
You know, the world is our greatest gift. And it's up to us to protect it.
You're exactly right. You know, as humans, we're the only species on this whole planet that can do something to save beautiful birds like you've seen in our show today. Well, we can recycle, we can conserve, we can support conservation programs to make sure that birds like the beautiful gray-horned owls, spectacled owls, green-winged macaws, oh, and here comes some beautiful blue and gold macaws, are here for our future generations to enjoy. Because you know what? I once heard it said that we are not inheriting this planet from our parents. We are borrowing it from our children.
That's very well said. So from all of us here in Anandapur, we leave you with this simple wish. May your heart take light and your spirit soar forever. Namaste.
Namaste.